where are we today right now with targeted therapy of BRAF mutant colorectal cancer?
So we reported at ASCO GI this year, and at the ASCO meeting, my colleague Scott Kopetz at MD Anderson presented the data from the SWOG trial, SWOG 1406. So in that trial, we randomized 100 patients to receiving a kind of standard regimen of irinotecan cetuximab versus the same two drugs with the specific BRAF inhibitor, vemurafenib. And people know that drug because it is an approved drug for melanoma, but it is considered off-label for colon cancer. In our study, the group that got the vemurafenib, the primary endpoint was PFS. So the PFS was really twice as long. The hazard ratio for the comparison was 0.48. So they went twice as long to progress. And the response rate was around 25%. As opposed to 4% in the control arm. So we think that that's going to be very beneficial for patients. That's, again, second or third line patients who hadn't received cetuximab. That was the basic eligibility for that study. And I believe that that will make it into guidelines soon, so that we hope that patients will be able to access the vemurafenib for the treatment of BRAF-mutated colon cancer after they've received some first-line chemotherapy. But I do want to add that you need to give an anti-EGF drug with it. If you just give the BRAF inhibitor alone, it's not very active. It's not like melanoma. So you've got to give it with either cetuximab, as we did in our study, or with panitumumab, as has been done in some other studies.
So I take it from what you're saying that you would like to be able to use this combination of vemurafenib, irinotecan, and cetuximab outside a trial setting right now for your patients.
Yes.